In poetry and symbolism. Nora, Ito, it's time for my nectar.
And what's that of yours? It's time for your majesty.
My nectar, my nectar.
And exactly what part of Ireland is it, Ribocco, where you drink nectar?
Aye, lassie. I come from that part of the Green Isle that has no latitude, nor longitude. And the leprechauns leap in the twilight mist.
You know, you're just about 4 bricks short of a full loaf. Mrs. Burnside's residence. No, she isn't here. She's out on the moors. The moors. Maybe you better talk to Mr. O'Banion. It's that Mr. Edmonds, he wants it. He says it's important.
O'Banion here. How are you, Lindsay? The moors? Oh, that's what we call the terrace, where I send it to meditate when the fog is crawling up from the Queensborough Bridge. No, I can't put her on, but I'll be happy to give her another message. Why, of course she'll be at your party tonight. I'm bringing her. Goldwyn? Samuel Goldwyn? Well, if he's interested, he'll have to buy a book, sight unseen.
Oh, how the air of the moors releases the creative juices in the brain. Suddenly the fog lifted. And there was Red Fair Island, looking for all the world like one magnificent peat bog.
Alana, Samuel Goldwyn's coming to the party tonight, and we're to be at Lindsay's a half hour early to tell him the story.
Oh, dear Lindsay, Goldwyn's perfect for my story. After all, it is the American Wuthering Heights.
Here's what you dictated, Mrs. Burnside. And here's what Mr. O'Banion edited.
Thank you, Agnes. Now, Mr. O'Banion and I are going to work for a little bit. So why don't you do whatever it is you do to relax?
Thank you, Mrs. Burnside. I think I'll fix myself a Dr. Pepper.
Oh, you glorious creature!
Ryan, we're supposed to be working!
Every time I come within 10 feet of you, you reject me. How can we make music unless our lutes aren't in tune?
Well, after we finish the book, then they can tune our lutes.
We're not collaborating in the fullest sense of the word. Olana, collaborate with me.
Ryan, really?
You're a block of ice, and we're supposed to be right here burning passion in hot blood.
But I'm only 11 years of age in this part of the book.
But mature! Mature for 11.
Now, Ryan, we have to get back to work.
All right, slave driver. Where were we?
Still on chapter 2. Oh, it's not going very fast, is it? took us a month and a half on chapter one.
I mean, but what a chapter.
Oh, what a month and a half. Brian, I can't concentrate when you're doing things like that.
Sorceress.
Besides, it takes Agnes no time to finish off on Dr. Pepper.
Read me our last sentence.
My puberty in Buffalo was drab.
No, 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 it has no majesty. Drab is such a drab word.
How right you are, Brian. It has no flatus. What about bleak?
Bleak? How bleak was my puberty. Bleak Buffalo. Hear how those two words cling to each other, like a man and a woman locked in each other's arms. Listen to the words sing.
How bleak was my puberty.
God, let me caress that comet. Where is it hidden, that germ of genius? Where is it?
Brian, please, I'm worried about something. Cop Gamora. I wonder if the general public is going to understand all this symbolism. Like an echo from the cave of Kakamora, I came swamp while Deirdre wept cool tears. Now, wouldn't it be easier to say on the day I was born it rained in Buffalo?
Tra, tra, tra.
It's drab, but it's clear.
Clarity. Our beauty is obscured by clarity.
All right, Brian. Just what is it you want to say?
Well, it's quite obvious. We're drying out. Get out the aches. Just sing the joys. It's poetry time.
Again? The lyre and the lute are mute, are mute. And gray is the grave where my lover lies, where my lover lies. Mute, mute, mute.
I've rinsed out the glass.
Aren't you neat, Agnes?
Glorious, glorious. More, more.
Bright bleeds the blood of the broken rose, and my heart listens up to other passions' piteous cry, and my heart jumps up, my love, my love. Hush, Agnes.
Auntie Mae.
Oh, but Patrick, what are you doing off from school?
I had something very important I wanted to speak to you about. But if you're busy...
Oh, no. We were just working. On the book, that is.
I bet that's going to be some book.
Patrick, this is my collaborator, Mr. O'Bannon. Mr. O'Bannon, this is my nephew, Patrick.
We've met. Auntie Mae, I wonder if I could talk to you about something... alone. It's rather personal and rather important.
Why, of course, dear. Brian, would you excuse us, please?
I was just going to my room to change. Don't pay any attention to me. Pay no attention to me at all.
To his room? Is he living here?
Why, of course, dear. The sculpture room was empty. Well, since we're working together, day and night, or literally, so to speak...
It looks very cozy.
For a moment, you sounded like someone from the Knickerbocker Bank.
Please, get O'Bannon out of here right away.
I beg your pardon?
I don't want him in this house.
Aren't you taking a rather imperious tone? Mr. O'Bannon is my colleague.
Colleague, my foot! Gloria would never understand
Gloria?
The two of
you. Who's Gloria?
Auntie Mae, listen to me. I've met a girl... I've been going with her now for several months. She's a very special girl. I guess I should have told you about her before. I would have, only I knew you were all tied up. With the book and everything. And until now, it wasn't really definite.
What's definite now?
Gloria is the girl. That's what's definite. And you're going to meet her tonight.
I hope you didn't leave her sitting in the car.
No, I dropped her off at her girlfriend's, Bunny Bixler, on Park Avenue. She wanted to get all spruced up before she met me.
Well, I better do some sprucing up of my own.
I'll bring Gloria back in about 10 or 15 minutes, okay?
All right, now have my face all organized by then.
Ben, where did
Edo
hide my tie?
Oh, Brian, it's...
Wait a minute! If he's still in this house, I'm not bringing Gloria back here.
May I inquire why?
Gloria happens to be a very sensitive and well-brought-up girl, and I don't want you flaunting your new flames or your old peccadillos in front of her.
And why bring her here at all?
You want to know the truth? I've been trying to avoid it, but she wanted to meet you.
I see. So you just stopped by, see if I was all scrubbed up and presentable for inspection. Is that it?
No, Auntie Nate. Just for 5 minutes tonight, will you try and act like a normal human being? Then I won't make any more demands on you. Gloria's from good stock, and she just doesn't have to know about all your airy-fairy friends from Fire Island, or your Irish friend upstairs. I'd just rather my little Gloria didn't know about a lot of things that ordinary mortals simply don't have to know about.
Should she know that I think you've turned into one of the most beastly, bourgeois, vanity little beasts on the eastern seaboard? Or will you make that quite clear without any help from me?
All right, just forget about the whole thing.
Patrick, I'm sorry. Bring your girl here. I won't give her the wrong impression, I promise.
Thanks, Auntie Mae.
Oh, Danny's boy.
Brian!
Yes, Alana? And why aren't you getting dressed? We can't keep the Goldwyns waiting.
Would you mind awfully if I didn't go to that party with you tonight?
You want me to go to that party alone? I wouldn't think of it.
Well, something came up.
Hurry up and get dressed, Alana. I'm not going to that party alone.
Yes, life is a banquet, and most poor sons of bitches are starving to death.